Visual programming is the future of programming. I've been learning about visual programming, connecting boxes with lines that represent flow of information. Visual programming is way ahead of everything else, and also above most of the programmer heads. Common sentiment that everyone is repeating is that visual programming does not scale, meaning that the bigger the program, the more unreadable the visual code becomes. You know what? The old school command line is actually a desperate visual programming language expressed in text. Here, a box is a string of letters or the name of a command, and the vertical pipe character, the connecting line. Redux and similar that lead the mainstream in the area of state management are actually just really primitive visual programs. Behavior-driven development, or BDD, a powerful way to describe programs without investing in them first, is at the heart of AI-based visual programming. Here, the description is not just for the programmer, but primarily for artificial intelligence. More than that, visual programming is self-documenting, easy to follow, navigate, and adjust, and blocks can be easily and reliably replaced. Visual programming is easy to remember and follow because it is more compatible with human mind than standard programming. It is, after all, a map of the data flows in an otherwise complex and hard to understand and remember the structure of application. You see, I grew up writing some of the best spaghetti code on my lovely C64. Stuff was truly impenetrable. We didn't have real functions back then, and no objects. We did have goto and gosub. So to me, scale is a simple problem of organization. Duh. And I dismiss critics of visual programming outright. And so should you. Tell them to check their premise or something. But the truth must be spoken. Until today's milestone, when I actually sat down and rewrote the test program I was testing the visual programming language with, by clearing the screen first, and then dropping everything I needed again onto the stage and connecting it all together, I am not sure if I could actually say, I know what visual programming is. I hold myself to an extremely high standard. This is my life's work. It is a standard that is opposite of the standard that critics of visual programming hold. Ha ha. But knowing really is finishing. Programming is going to become more automated on the function level. Hey, AI has an eye on all the functions that have ever been written. It's got a nose for doing the right thing. It won't do program architecture, at least not yet. But functions? Leave them to the AI. Well-trained code models can do things that are probably more reliable than what humans cook up every time they sit down to a computer. And certainly so, when the components are small, well-defined, and well-organized. Preferably just black box functions with well-defined input, well-defined output, and easy to test. Here, as pretty much everywhere else, the old Unix philosophy still holds true. Do one thing and do it well. Of course, we have to add and give it to the AI to do it better. And be mindful that AI and programming languages are forever improving. That means not just code generation, but also code regeneration. Yeah, with BDD driving the whole thing, it is the code description that stands precious. You mark my words. Be it coders wisely examining Rust, or in their insanity adding type definitions to JavaScript, artificial intelligence indicates a direction away from adding more information to code, such as variable type definitions. Artificial intelligence and its future versions especially has little need for your finger poking and mitten grabbing. Keep this cotton picking hander in this pocket, as the blinking lights remind us. And even in Rust, infinite number of programmers writing infinite numbers of the same bits of code is trouble. Rust will make things harder for the troublemaker, yes, but slower, if not more error-prone, for the pro as well. AI is the honey badger. It just does not care how complex the function is. It will write it, and rewrite it, and then rewrite it a few more times to squeeze out that last nanosecond. Just give it a chance. AI will help. And then AI writes the tests, then tests everything, and pen tests things, and reviews security, and retests, and frankly, retests every once in a while as well, certainly more often than your programmers. It's just that much faster than humans. Up on the topmost levels of visual programming, it takes just 3 clicks, even in my little tiny program, to swap out a program block responsible for translating, summarizing, or tagging text. The user interface is just a drop-down box of options. And even more than that, even today, there would be 2 separate categories that relate to intelligent data processing: humanoid, or artificial intelligence, and human. So an extra click can switch you from AI to human workers that get paid for reviewing text, all in the same box with the same configuration and parameters and everything else. You just switch the category to human and select the same task. Everyone always talked about knowing and efficiency and speed and algorithms and optimization and squeezing out the last nanosecond out of that network card to trade faster. And today, the Linux kernel is being rewritten in a more memory-safe language. It will end the same way that Perl 6 did, you know. It will be too different from what anybody wanted, and people will move on to something else. When I look at other people's research, I see less than 5 really good examples of visual programs. Everything else just seems to be a failed and confusing experiment. The world has not yet seen visual programming. Lastly, I will leave you with the formula for GUI work. You see, both programming blocks and GUI components are just boxes under visual programming. And just like a proper Linux command, everything has an input and an output. Not so much named ports, but they are supported. And like Redux, there is a switch statement right inside your block where different actions, yes, that reach the block do different things. Not many of them. Perhaps 3 on average, with maximum of 5 different big things that a block does. So you create a left navigation pane like in iTunes or in Outlook, and you just send in pane configuration. All the categories wrapped in pretty much what is a configuration file for a side pane. So it's not a component, it's more like a side pane application. You really want it to be well-rounded, really strong. It's a good thing. And when the user clicks on something in the pane will send out information about the click. What was clicked, what category, maybe what icon, and what the user wants. On top of that, everything has a start and stop and relies on the signals, including signals that merge, so signals that rely on other signals. It's not difficult to program. Visual programming is not like functional programming. It's more like functional reactive programming, where things just work. And I know you're dying to know. So the underlying component that pretty much ties it all together is not a bare object, but you guessed it, the event emitter, just like the magic in the browser. It is a very simple 10-line programming pattern. It's perfect for what we should all start calling visual reactive programming languages. It makes so much sense.